Hey, what is up, my dudes? You can find us every Monday and Thursday on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. For the full experience, remember to check us out on YouTube at TFF Dudes. And as always, don't be rude, share the dudes.
Informed, outspoken, wild, fearless. This is the Fantasy Football Dudes Podcast.
What is up, my dudes? This is Trent with the Fantasy Football Dudes Podcast. It is week 10. Kyler Murray's back, but most importantly, so are your favorite dudes. Today's episode, we are going over all our favorite week 10 starts, sits, sleepers, matchups, all that good stuff, more NFL fantasy talk and all that good stuff. Looks like Jordan is in the Jaguars locker room. Seth, you are around a fire, it looks like. And Phil, you are in your house. So kind of cool. Go check us out on YouTube at TFF Dudes. And all you guys who are tuned into YouTube, remember to give us the thumbs up, the like, and the subscribe button. Really helps us out, guys. So I think we're going to jump right into it, Phil. Is that what we're actually...
I think so. Can I say something?
Yeah.
Just talking about like Kyler Murray, I know they like jokingly said like the new Call of Duty is coming out, but there is a Call of Duty that is coming out. Can you guys believe the new digital version of Call of Duty? And I'm looking at it for PlayStation, I believe.
$65.
No, there's one it's like Modern Warfare 3 Vault Edition. It is $99. I repeat, $99. That to me,
you get a bunch of stuff with it.
That's still kind of a stretch. Like, weren't we buying video games for like $25 to $40 when we were kids?
I think I got Madden 2000 for my Nintendo 64 for $40,
and that was a cartridge.
For the last few years, you've been paying $60 for games like this for a while now, and you can still buy games like this for $60. Yeah.
Yeah, when I was in high school, all like the Madden 2K, it was all $60.
Yeah.
Okay. You know. That's interesting.
So basically, they're still the same price, but then they add on these other things like you get in-game stuff, you pay like $30 extra.
And you don't pay for a disc anymore. It's all downloadable. Yeah, it's all digital,
it should be cheaper. Yeah.
And you can play it in different places or no? Or do you have to take your thing with you everywhere?
You just have to sign into your account. Oh.
Nice. That's cool. Well, actually, you know what? Now that I think about it, it's not that bad. I'm the king of being frugal. And it's actually not that bad.
$100 is a lot just for some free skins and camo gear and all that stuff that you get in the game, I feel like. But hey, if you're into that, before we get into these games, though, Phil, we're going to do our sleepers of the week. And then after that, Jordan will give us the totals for every single for our picks last week. But we'll do sleeper. Do you have those, Jordan?
I have the sleepers. I'm ready with the sleepers.
I will.
Okay. Well, give me just a second, Phil. Let me tune this up.
The Dude Sleepers of the Week, presented by Sleeper. Shh.
All right.
Moderately creepy.
The Dude Sleepers of the Week. Sleeper is our favorite place, guys, to play fantasy football. But you can also win up to 100% playouts, play in-game contests. Dynamic payouts are live. What are dynamic payouts? It's short. Each player's projection now has a multiplier attached to it as opposed to preset multipliers based on the number of legs in a contest. With dynamic payouts also comes more stat categories to place contests on. And you know what? Sleeper also has the built-in group chat for your squad there, so you won't want to miss that, guys. Go over to Sleeper. Don't just go over there for the fantasy fun. Take your whole fantasy league over there. It's the dude's favorite place for fantasy football. And also enter promo code DUDES100. They will match you up to $100, guys. Take your fantasy league to the next level. Phil?
Next level. All righty. The dude's sleepers. We have Trent has Ramondre Stevens. Jordan has Jackson Smith. And Seth has Evan Ingram. So if you want to do, just for what it's worth, Jackson Smith has the forecasted points is 10.44. Evan Ingram is at 11. Oh, actually, what are we? And then Ramondre Stevenson is at 12.82. The Evan Ingram, we are looking at 11.01. So my apologies there. Evan Ingram forecasting there at 11.01.
I think you're looking at full PPR. but
I am actually looking at full PPR. I'm looking at one of our dynasty leagues here. If you want me to jump over to a half point PPR, I can also pull that up. But that is the dude sleepers. My apologies. Did pull up full point PPR there.
All right. We'll just run through these quick, then we'll get into the matchups. We got a lot of matchups we're going over today. I have Ramondre Stevenson. I know he hasn't had a single game of 12 plus points without a touchdown. The Colts are allowing running backs to score in 6 of their 9 games. So I know we're worried about Ramondre. The season hasn't been great, but I think this is a good get right game for Ramondre Stevenson. I know he's not a super big sleeper, but you know, a lot of the rankings I'm seeing, he's in the like mid 20s for running back rankings. So I'm hoping Zeke doesn't take a rushing touchdown from him here, but Ramondre is like kind of my deep play of the week.
And he's forecasted right now at 11.26. I apologize there. Let's go over to Jordan.
Yeah. So I got Jason as a sleeper. This is the best spot for wide receivers is the Washington defense. Washington gives up third most fantasy points to wide receivers, second most touchdowns to wide receivers, second most receiving yards to wide receivers. JSN played 82% snaps last week. Has had 7 targets the last 2 or 3 weeks. I think it's a blow-up spot for JSN. The only condition would be, obviously, he's on the injury report. And I just saw that he popped up. I don't know if you guys have any insight onto how serious that injury is or not.
What I've seen is I think it's just them just kind of giving him some rest. That's just what I think. But
okay.
Last week, Tyler Lockett and DK didn't practice or were limited in all the practices and they ended up playing. So I think they're just giving their guys some rest who've been playing a lot.
Okay. So, Jason on ESPN's consensus in the 40s. I like to use the ESPN rankings for this kind of stuff, but consensus 43. If Jason doesn't play, my second sleeper is Noah Brown for the Texans. So if Jason were not play, my backup sleeper is Noah Brown in that game against the Bengals. He's had a great role too on that team. And he is consensus 56 on ESPN. So I actually think both those guys have a chance to be Jason top 25 receiver on the week. I think Noah Brown's going to be a top 35 receiver on the week.
Yeah, so my sleeper is Evan Ingram. Evan Ingram has had consistent usage. He's always scored a decent amount of points, which is kind of nice. I think on the year, half point PPR, he's tight end 11 on the week. But his usage in the Jaguars offense is really nice. And we do see Trevor Lawrence kind of lean on him and Christian Kirk in these tight moments where they need to get a first down. Evan Ingram's kind of always open on those 3-yard out routes or these shallow crossers. But if you kind of look at what happened to the 49ers 2 weeks ago, the 49ers are good against decent tight ends. But when it comes down to elite tight ends like TJ Hawkinson, TJ Hawkinson had a great game. I think he had, 7 catches, maybe it was 10 for 11, I think, and had 80 yards. Didn't have the touchdown. But I think this is a decent spot for Evan Ingram. I think the Jaguars are good. They're figuring out how to move the ball and they can run and they can pass. And I think Evan Ingram's going to have a good game because I do think he is one of the better tight ends in the NFL. And I think they're the 49ers are in trouble trying to cover all these different weapons that the Jaguars have. And I think Ingram's going to be one of the guys to benefit from it this week.
And he's due, Seth. I will say overall on Jordan,
he's due. He's not had. Wrong. Yeah, I will say he has not had more than 11 points in 1 week. So I think this is his chance to get over 11 points. Hopefully he gets, 5-6 catches, 50 to 80 yards in that touchdown. And it's going to be you're going to be really happy you played him. So I think he even has flex value this week if you can do that too.
And this is the longest, I think this is the longest streak he's gone, Seth, with the amount of receptions he has without a touchdown. So the touchdown is bound to happen. I really like this sleeper a lot.
All right. And then,
all right.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
No. I just, we have a question from the Fantasy Dad. We will get to that in a bit. But, Jordan, you want to get us to our pick'em total from last week?
Yeah. So we have, last week, Phil went 8-6. And let me double check. Yeah. Seth went 9-5. Actually, Trent, you and Seth both went 9-5, and I was the winner with 11-3. you know. So now I have 4 wins. If someone wants to double check my my sheet, you guys are more than welcome to do it in full transparency.
You are a teacher, so I'll let you.
No, it's not really. It's more about if you guys trust my integrity. You know that I'm not cheating. You don't trust it? I'll let you check it.
I can't do math either, though, so I'm kind of messed up. So we're going to get into Thursday night football. Unfortunately, though, guys, we don't have Tua this week, and we don't like underthrows, but we do have Underdog. Underdog is our favorite, is one of the easiest places to play fantasy sports, guys. It's weekly fantasy. Just pick higher or lower on your favorite players' stats, and you can win up to 20 times your money in a single night. Underdog keeps it super simple with easy-to-use website and mobile apps. Pick between 2 to 5 players, fill out your picks entry, every pick's right, and take home some cold hard cash. Use promo code DUDES and get your first deposit doubled up by $500, guys. So head over to Underdog, promo code DUDES. They'll match you up to 500 big ones. So, Phil, take it away, buddy.
Taking it away here. Here we go. All right, so let's jump on in. We have Thursday night football, and these games have – this is at least an ideal game and is just – I don't know. I want to say it's a typical Thursday night game, but we've actually had some decent luck. We have the 1-7 Panthers versus the 2-7 Bears. The current total right now is 39. Chicago is currently favored at home by 3.5. Jordan, you have a start in this game.
Yeah. So I have Chuba Hubbard as a start in this game. I think this is a really good spot for him. Chicago gives up over 18 fantasy points per game to the running back position. And Chicago gives up they're the 9th worst run defense according to PFF. They give up the most receiving yards to running backs. And so I think while Chuba hasn't had like a huge receiving game lately, I think he's a running back that is capable of having that big receiving game. And they give up a ton of receiving yards to running backs. Chuba's playing 63% of the snaps. He is the clear number one running back there ahead of Miles Sanders. Now, I think Sanders only played like 25% snaps last week. So Chuba's getting volume. He's getting a lot of work. I think they're going to run the ball quite a bit. And it's a really good matchup for him. So I think we get a pretty big Chuba game. I think his rushing prop's like 43.5. I really like the over on that prop. So pretty good matchup, solid volume, clear starter with a rookie quarterback who I think they are trying to limit like how much he's throwing the ball. So I like Chuba a lot this week.
The only concern I have, Jordan, is the Bears have not given up a rushing touchdown since week 4. So like, I know they haven't played like great game. Their 6 games are Denver, Washington, Minnesota, Las Vegas, LA Chargers, and New Orleans. But I still think it's a good matchup. I'm a little maybe worried about the rushing, you know, him finding the end zone maybe.
I will say, like, it's definitely not as good as a matchup as it was like 6 weeks ago. I think the Bears gave up a ton of points to running backs early on. But like, if we look at his volume the last few weeks, he's gotten 16 carries, 15 carries, 19 carries. Like, the volume's there in this matchup. If he can have, like, the last 2 weeks, he's had 4 catches for 9 yards, 2 catches for 26 yards. So, like, he's involved in the receiving game. All he has to do is bust a long one off, and I think he can against this defense.
Yeah.
I do think the rushing prop is entirely too low, though.
Yeah, 43.5 is the current rushing prop.
I'm going to hit that 43.5. Yeah.
So is there anything like you're playing your Adam Thielens? I guess you got to play DJ Moore. It's not fun playing a guy in Thursday night football with, you know, a backup quarterback like this. Justin Fields, it's looking like might be ready by next week. I don't know if the Bears have had their bye week yet. Panthers side of the ball, I'd like to see, you know, some guys there, some of their pass catchers get a little bit more involved. Who's their second year guy over there that was a high draft pick last year that hasn't
Mooney?
Quite who?
Mooney?
Not Mooney. I'm talking about in the Panthers.
Oh.
Well, Mingo was a high draft pick this year.
Mingo, and then they had another guy last year also. I can't remember his name at the moment right now.
Are you thinking about Terrence Marshall?
Terrence Marshall. I'd like to see you get him more involved.
Yeah, I don't actually, yeah.
Might not be playing.
A couple years ago, but.
Yeah, so.
I think he requested a trade.
Did he? So is there anything else we want to talk about this? I think you can play Cole Kmet also. We can keep moving on. It's not a great Thursday.
Really,
night
it should be a good matchup for both teams. Really, it should be, but we'll see.
Yeah, like I'm hoping DJ Moore gets involved. And actually, thinking about that, let's cue it over to Fantasy Dad here real quick.
What's up, my dudes? Fantasy Football Dad here. I want to congratulate you on making the big time. You have your first internet troll. You know you made it huge when you got a troll. I have a question that I'd like each of you to answer. This Sunday, I expressed my endearment towards Tank Dell. How when I'm faced with a start sit question, I tend to always, that includes Tank Dell, I always tend to want to go Tank Dell over whoever it is, that I can no longer give a clear answer on it. Ethan, who do you choose over any other player?
Jared Goff.
See, everybody's got their guy. Is there a certain guy that when you're faced with a start sit or any question that you choose that one player, just totally biased over any other person? Have a good week, my dude.
All right. So his son's Jared Goff. He's Tank Dell. I think guys I've kind of been, you know, always attached my wagon to in the past have been guys like Mark Andrews, which that's not one that's ever a hard start sit question. You know what I'm saying? DJ Moore in the past has always been the guy I find myself leaning towards. And that's why with this quarterback, it makes it really hard. Like, do I start DJ Moore or do I start Calvin Ridley? I kind of like Calvin Ridley this week. I guess the more fair question would be DJ Moore or Jahan Dotson. You know, I like the Commanders matchup and Howell's playing pretty good. But I would say DJ Moore has kind of been my guy probably the last 3 years. And everyone knows how much I like Mark Andrews on this pod. But Jordan, like, who's your go-to guys? Like, I'm without me saying, like, Mahomes or something, you know, a quarterback.
I think there's two of them. So I think, like, this year, Calvin Ridley's kind of turned into one of those. As much as it's been as painful as it's been, like, Calvin Ridley's been one. I think the last couple of years, George Pickens has been one this year where, like, I really like his talent level and, like, think that he can be really good. And then another Steeler, like, it's crazy. Like, Jaylen Warren's been a huge favorite of mine this year. Like Jaylen Warren, Pickens, Calvin Ridley. I think I have some on the reverse side too, though. Like he didn't really ask like the reverse of it, but like there's one, like there's one huge one that like I'm always like anti, you're gonna, you know, like, and we'll get to him in a little bit because it's a fun week for that. But I don't know. Like I think there's probably more out there, but like this year I feel like Warren, like I'm always big Warren guy. Pickens, Ridley, like those three this year. Obviously, like, yeah, there's the Mahomes thing, but that doesn't really play into starting.
I feel like quarterbacks aren't super fun to, like, you know what I mean? Like, that's not a fun one. What do you got, Seth?
I want to say, who's the other guy that Jordan's been on this year, too? He's, like, I think he's, like, his picks are, like, 50% on this guy, so, like, I'll give him that one. But it's, like, what's the I'm blanking on his name. It's the rookie receiver on the Ravens.
Zay Flowers.
Oh, Zay Flowers. Yeah.
Zay Flowers. Like, yeah, yeah. Zay, so Flowers, like, a lot, the first couple times Jordan sent his picks on those ones, like, they've smashed, right? But the last few weeks, the Ravens have been only freaking running the ball. So, like, he's not getting anything, you know? But anyway, I think that's just another one it added. Man, I'm trying to think. Like, I usually don't think I'm too biased, maybe when it only comes to like the Seahawks, maybe. I don't know.
I was thinking I would probably say Seahawks player. I thought you would say a Seahawks player.
Yeah, maybe I would, like, I think sometimes I'm a little too positive, like, on maybe the Eagles players, but I feel like when I like am positive on Eagles players, like, I'm usually right. So, but maybe that will come to a fault at some point, you know? Like, I always say, like, oh man, I really think Jalen Hurts is going to get a rushing touchdown and it's like not a good spot and he gets one, you know, but it's like, I don't know. I think maybe I just lean too hard on like some Eagles players. Maybe that's it. But then again, their offense is good and the chances are always there. So I don't know. I don't know if I am too biased though.
I will say, Jordan, you're not going to say Ramondre.
I feel like the Ramondre thing was definitely a thing in previous years, but like, I feel like I haven't really, like, I don't know. Ramondre really hasn't been my guy this year.
I don't know. It's been 9 weeks, and I think you've probably brought him up at least 4.5 out of the nine. Like Ramondre has really? Maybe I'm wrong, but I know Ramondre has been your guy. What about Michael Pittman? Can we throw Michael Pittman in there? I mean, he's the main pass catcher at the Colts. I don't know. I will choose him 9 times out of 10 if I'm on the edge for specific wide receivers that are kind of in that second tier area. Do you get what I'm saying a little bit?
Yeah. I thought you were going to say Deontay Johnson was who I thought you were going to say for the Steelers.
I actually like these Steelers guys, and yeah. It just sucks because they don't have a quarterback. Deontay was definitely a guy too, but like I love Pickens. I feel like I love Pickens to a fault. Zay Flowers is another good one. Trent, I figured out another reverse one though. Like I think the reverse one's kind of cool too. Like I know it wasn't the question, but like guys you always like go against every time. Amari Cooper's one for me that I always
go against. You always go against Amari. Please.
I always go against Amari. I tend to like go against Mike Evans too quite a bit for some reason.
Najee Harris.
That's a good one.
Seth. Yeah, I mean, we don't need to add more Steelers, but that's a given. He sucks, you know. So
yeah.
No, I feel like Amari Cooper's one though, Trent, that I'm always like anti Amari Cooper in. He's been smashing lately, so I've thrown that in my face.
I've been anti-Calvin Ridley in the past and Michael Thomas for what they've done to my fantasy teams in the past. And this year I got off the Calvin Ridley hate train, and you know it's kind of bit me so far. But I think Calvin Ridley has a good week this week. But no, always good.
Michael Thomas.
Sorry, one more.
Thomas, aren't you? Go ahead.
Well, aren't you pretty anti-Mixon too?
Yeah, but like those running backs just suck. So everyone should be anti-Mixon, you know?
Okay. Even when he has a good matchup, though.
I don't want to foreshadow, but you might be foreshadowing the Joe Mixon matchup this week, yeah. Though. You probably don't haven't even looked. Have you even looked at the matchup? Because you're foreshadowing big time here.
Okay. You want to hop over to the next one, Phil. But hey, guys, if you have any questions you want to send us, you can, you know, tag us in a video on Twitter at TFFDudes or go to our website, www.thefantasyfootballdudes.com, and leave a visual voicemail. You can do that as well. Not a visual voicemail, just a voicemail there. And we can throw that on the show, guys. But we always appreciate, you know, interaction with our listeners. So thank you. And give the Fantasy Dad a follow at TFFDad. This guy just does start and sit videos on Twitter, and he gets a lot of people that ask questions, and he replies to the tweets also, but the videos are always really good. So Phil, what do we got next, pal?
Yeah, do we give who we're gonna take in that game?
I don't think we did.
So I am going to go Bears at home.
Yeah, I'm going Bears.
I think I'm gonna go Bears also.
Yeah, that's tough.
This game might really stink.
Very well could.
Or I'm going to go really Carolina. Good. I'm going to go Carolina on the road.
Okay, what we got?
This might come back to bite me, but
you got a pretty good lead.
Yeah, you're doing pretty good. All right, let's move on here. This is a pretty exciting one here. We have the 6-2 Lions versus the 4-4 Chargers. Current total right now is 48.5. Detroit is currently favored by 2.5 in LA. I really wanted to go to this game. I had an opportunity to go. I am going to be celebrating my daughter's birthday, and so I am not going to make it. This one is very exciting. We don't have any starts or sits in this game, but this one's going to be a good one.
Highest point total of the week. We'd run our games, you know, from highest point total to lowest point total, with the exception of Thursday night, Monday night football. Those we put on the ends, but, David Montgomery's back. So that's kind of interesting. Maybe that makes you happy. Maybe that makes you mad. But I think Montgomery goes back to the lead. Even if it's a lesser volume, I still think he gets the first swings at goal line carries. He had 8 goal line attempts and 6 touchdowns before getting hurt. I kind of think you can play both running backs on the Detroit side of the ball. And what do you think about the Lions, Jordan? What do you think about the Chargers too, really?
I think it's a pretty good spot for Goff and at Monterey St. Brown, Laporta. I like the passing game here for the Lions. I mean, obviously you're just playing Eckler and Allen. Quentin Johnson's been frustrating. You know, I just don't know if he's not ready or he's there. Like, he's involved. He's on the field. He was on the field, I think, 80% plus snaps last week. So, Yeah, I mean, I like it. It's just I don't know. I like Quentin Johnson. I think he has a talent. Maybe he's just not ready yet, you know? I don't know. I think this game's pretty self-explanatory. Just you play your guys, right?
Yeah.
It could be a really good game.
I think a sleeper in this game is like Jalen Guyton, but like you're not. He played 50% snaps first week back last week without Josh Palmer. But like that's like deep, 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 like 16-team league, and you're on decimated at receiver on bye, you know, type of deal.
Maybe a three wide receiver play. Maybe you can plug him in, you know, like
if you're like have all the guys on bye, right? If you had like a Devontae Smith, Tyreek, maybe even playing Rasheed Rice. I don't know. I'm just throwing guys out there that are on bye.
Yeah, no, it's very possible. I'm hoping to finally see something out of Herbert. Like he's still a top 10 fantasy quarterback this year, but it just seems like he's not. I don't know if it's the new offense. Maybe it's the broken left middle finger, you know, like that has to bug you a little bit, but just seems like he's not quite himself. Keenan Allen had some crazy catches in that Monday Night Football game. Like,
yeah, like serious catches, man.
That was a really good catch. Take a gamble on any of those Chargers tight ends if you'd like, and maybe one of them falls in the end zone. I, you know, just looking at deep flyers here in this game, but I don't mind playing as many guys as I can in this game, if I'm being honest. I'm going to say Lions win this one on the road. I don't know if there's anything else.
I'm definitely going Lions here.
I'm going Lions.
I got a lot of Lions fans in LA anyways.
Yeah. All right, so we all
right
across the board.
Yep. All right, moving on here. We have the 4-4 Texans at the 5-3 Bengals. Current total right now is 48. Cincinnati is currently favored by 7. Trent has a start in this game. Seth has a sit in this game. I'm going to go Trent. You want to go with your start first?
Yeah, I have Dalton Schultz as my start of the week here, and the Bengals just get, you know, absolutely gouged by the tight end. So I'm going with Dalton Schultz. Like I said, they're a top 10 worst defense against tight ends. I think you can fire him up and play him. I think he could very easily finish as wide receiver 1 or 2, like top 3 wide receiver play this year. I think he put up some good numbers. And I know you're probably saying like, hey, this is a pretty obvious start of the week. But Dalton Schultz is only 70% rostered on Sleeper. So they're, you know, in order for my waiver show to, for me to put a guy on that show, they have to be under 68% rostered. Dalton Schultz is a good piece in this game with a good matchup. And there's a good chance, you know, 70% rostered that he's on your waiver wire and you can plug him in and play him even with the Kelsey, you know, the Kelsey with Travis Kelsey on bye. But yeah, it wouldn't shock me if Dalton Schultz is is the number one tight end this week.
Yeah, he's tight end 1 territory. He needs to be started every week. This kind of plays right into my sit of the week of Damon Pierce. So Pierce was hurt last week with an ankle injury. Devin Singletary did absolutely nothing last week because the Texans threw the ball. And, you know, we saw the 20 plus point week from, I think, like 4 players on that offense. Stroud had 40, Schultz had over 20, 3 receivers had maybe over 22. So The Texans are committed to throwing ball because they can and they're good at it. Okay. So Pierce is one might, this might be an easy sit for me to say, but Pierce is coming off an injury. If you don't have to play Pierce, don't play him because I don't think he's going to play that many snaps. He already hardly ever plays over 50 snaps. I think Singletary is still going to be playing quite a bit after Pierce coming off this injury. The Texans are going to throw the ball. So I think the only way I get hurt here is if Pierce gets a big catch and run this week, which I don't think he will because I don't think he'll be playing that many snaps to begin with. So Damon Pierce is my sit of the week.
Any worries, Jordan, on like Jamar Chase? I think has some back tightness. T. Higgins is, you know, resting with a hamstring. It looks like he's going to play. He did practice on Wednesday, but it just seems like the Bengals are a little banged up right now.
So Jamar Chase is all from that big fall he had. I don't know if you guys saw that when he went up for the ball, landed on his back. He came back in that game, but, you know, those things probably always hurt worse the day after.
Later.
You know, not when you're in game. So I think Higgins plays. If Chase were to miss, obviously Higgins becomes like an awesome play, probably one of your top plays in DFS. And then like Tyler Boyd gets a bump. And then like Trent Irwin would be your deep sleeper. Tanner Hudson would be like a viable tight end. Like if you really needed it, maybe if you have like Kelsey on bye or Goddard on Goddard hurt slash on bye. But that's probably, you know, deep leagues for Cincinnati. But I don't know. I could see Chase not playing, honestly.
Yeah.
It could be one of those real actual games. What time is this game too? Do we know what time?
That's what I was.
It's a morning game. Morning game.
So you should know, right? You should have options, plenty of options. You'll know by what was that? 11:30 Eastern time, 8:30 Pacific time. So, we'll probably know the night before anyways. Adam Schefter will give the report about Jamar Chase probably. So
yeah, well, the other thing I was looking for follow, is he has to log a practice tomorrow and Friday, so we'll see.
Do you think he does though? Like I think he
plays. See him
playing though and not practicing though. I could also see that where
he
doesn't practice all week, and then so it's a true game time decision on how he warms up. So I could see that being a case, you know.
Yeah, I could totally see him playing though for sure.
Phil, what were you saying?
Yeah, they just have no lines out for that. I think they're probably waiting on some additional information. If you take a look at Sleeper, like some
there's
of the other
no
games,
there's
no line. Sorry, there's
no
Chase.
Yeah, there's no props. Sorry, so there's no player props for that game yet. Probably because of some of that.
Well, even because though they can't put the Higgins prop up until Chase.
Correct. That's what I'm saying. Yeah, that's what they're waiting on. But some of the other morning games, they already have it. So I think it's interesting. Obviously, everyone's kind of waiting around. And I don't know. I'm assuming they're probably going to have to know on Saturday.
Yeah.
We should know by Saturday night, too, because I think they're supposed to give the league 24 hours to decide whether he's going to be playing or not.
Yeah.
Well, no, they can make that decision on inactives in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
Are you sure? I thought they had to do the 24 hours thing.
Well, they have to give an injury report, but they can list him questionable and then decide game that timing, morning whether he's going to play or not.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Alrighty. Well, anything else here, Jordan, you want to talk about? Oh, go ahead.
No, I just want to reiterate, like I talked about Noah Brown in the sleeper section. Like he's not my official sleeper, but he's been pretty good. Like he had the blow up game last week, 6 for 153, 3 for 57 the week before. And he's playing like a ton of snaps.
Is Robert Woods back though?
I thought that was a multi-week injury. I know he's missed the last 2 weeks, but
I saw him on a rankings. That's the only reason I'm bringing it up.
70%. I don't know. I just assumed he was out. And honestly, like
Noah Brown looks good.
They're big time hurt. Every wide receiver's hurt on that team right now. I think they all missed practice today. So. They're throwing the ball a ton, though. So, like, to Seth's point. So, I think he's viable as, like, you need a receiver type of deal, you know? Yeah.
Well, since week 5, Joe Burrow is 3rd in fantasy points per game. Jamar Chase is 2nd, only to Tyreek Hill, who's in 1st. So, like, this is going to be a really exciting game. And I really hope that Jamar Chase is a go. And I hope Jamar Chase is a go, kind of like my favorite go, which is the go bag on Manscaped. It's like a shower survival kit. Only the bag has formulations that will have you looking and feeling your best in a pinch. This travel-friendly kit includes TSA-approved sizes, so you can confidently say, where's the bathroom, in any language. Guys, it has a 2-in-1 shampoo, conditioner, refined scent, body wash, crop preserver, hydrating body spray, spray-on hydration. It is the perfect gift for this Christmas season, guys. Head over to Manscaped, enter promo code DUDES20, 20% off your whole order. They got the new, you know, the new Lawnmower 5.0 Ultra. That's a, I don't know, that thing's like a lightsaber when it comes to razors. So go over to Manscaped, check them out. Promo code DUDES20, 20% off, guys. Go check them out. And get that go bag while you're there too. And I'm sure some Black Friday deals are coming. So all kinds of good stuff over there at Manscaped. So thanks, guys. And anything else you guys want to touch on this game?
Can we not compare a lightsaber to a razor, please?
That thing is like a...
A lightsaber. It's like, I'd almost rather you say a hot knife through butter. Like, I'd almost rather you say that than a lightsaber.
It's
I'm just going to get maimed with a lightsaber, dude.
All right. Seth, dream on, Seth, buddy. I don't know.
Into that stuff. I don't know. Like, We don't know what Trent likes to compare his razors to.
I thought it sounded cool.
Seth, to you, it may sound cool. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, we Seth, all have you different Ewok, you little freak.
Different preferences.
What do we got
you,
here?
Ewok, you little. We need to give our. We need to say
Bobo Baggins.
I'm taking Cincinnati.
Yeah, Phil's out. Seth's out here outside. I don't know why. By a fire, you know. The guy's like.
Speaking of, I'll show you why exactly why I'm outside. Here we go, boys. Let's light one up.
And now,
for Cincinnati.
Yeah, now he is smoking a cigar on the pod.
I can dig that.
Yeah, we are not condoning smoking on this pod, though. So this is our little Joe Burrow of the pod. Why don't you just do that in your house? Be a man.
Because I won't be a man when I get beat, you know? I'll get beaten, then I won't be a man anymore.
We will take your word for that.
Check us out on YouTube, though, if you can see this is actually real.
Okay? It's real.
Yeah,
it's
we
real.
Might get flagged on YouTube.
Yeah, well, now for
smoking,
all our kids,
okay.
You know that.
No,
you know,
you will not get flagged on YouTube. People do way crazier stuff.
Here's the thing, Seth. This is a kid's
I'll
show.
I'll take your word for it.
This is a kid's
this is
show.
Not a kid's show, Trent. It's not a kid's show, Trent. Talking Seth, about gambling 24/7 on a kid. Not a kid's show.
I'm taking Cincinnati.
I'm taking Cincy too. Burrow is on fire right now. He can't be stopped. Even though I'm really excited to watch Tank Dell, CJ Stroud. You know, CJ Stroud's one of the funnest guys to watch.
It's gonna be a great game.
It's gonna be a good game. But
we know who Seth's taking, I would assume. Yeah. That's what I thought. Given that cigar.
Seth thought he was, you know, Joe Burrow, but he really looks like Marv from Home Alone. All right.
Stinky All right, bandit. Moving on here. Smoky Seth. All right, moving on here. We have the 49ers at 5-3 and the Jaguars at 5-2. Jordan's all giddy and getting silly over there in Kingsburg, California. The current line is 46 in San Francisco.
Say his address for you, read it.
Is favored by 3. If I did have it in my head, I would. Jordan, I'm just going to let you take the floor here, buddy, old pal. Like, I know you're excited about this game. I know that this one's getting you going here like a lightsaber from Manscaped. So talk about this a little bit more.
This is a big game for the Jaguars. Obviously, like, Jaguars are tied, I think. Well, they were tied before the week, before the bye for, like, first in the AFC. And so I know a lot of people are talking about how the Jaguars really haven't played anyone the last few weeks. So. I think it's a big spot, obviously. I think it's good the Jaguars are at home. I like the game, though. I think the passing games on both sides are pretty good. Jaguars have been pretty susceptible through the air. So, Ridley, Kirk, Ingram, I think are good. Seth mentioned Ingram earlier. I think Debo plays here. It's a good spot for Debo. And I think ETN and CMC are in worse spots. But because of their volume, right, they're almost like matchup proof, right? Obviously, CMC, I mean, we're talking about number one, number three running back on the year in terms of fantasy points. So they're both matchup proof. They're awesome as usual. So I think it's a good game. The total, I'll be honest, is a little higher than I thought. So, yeah, I like this game quite a bit.
Well, and just to keep saying it, you know, when Zay Jones plays, the fantasy or the pecking order is Calvin Ridley, Marvin Jones, and Christian Kirk. And when Jones is out, or Zay Jones, sorry, when Jones is out, it's Kurt, then Ridley. So when Zay Jones plays, Calvin Ridley has a lot better performance. And that's why I'm leaning towards playing him in my lineup this week. And do we know for sure if Zay's playing or no?
He limited in practice.
Okay.
So who knows? He's been limited a lot the last few weeks. They brought him back in that London game, I think, and he got hurt. So I think they're going to bring him back real slowly because he is important to this team, you know, long term. So I don't think they're going to rush him back. So I'm curious if he plays this week.
Remember when Phil was always talking about how good Zay Jones is and Jordan just laughed and like said he's not good. And now he's like Jordan's favorite player. Just thought I should remind everyone of that.
Yeah, it's shocking.
He literally said he's the future of the Jags. He literally just said
not
that.
What I said. He not did. What I said.
You said he's really important to the team's future. What do you mean?
He's really
we gotta be careful.
The rest of the season.
We have to be careful what's gonna get snipped out these days. Like we have to we never know what's gonna be snipped and used on the internet again.
You know, I have to be careful. Someone might say that I just said Zay Jones is like the best wide receiver in the NFL, you know, and that that Trevor Lawrence is all the help in the world. You know, yeah, I don't know.
Hey, haters motivate, Jordan.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Honestly, forget that guy.
Yeah, we had
unless your dynasty team is losing and then you'll start tanking.
Unless
but,
he disrespects your integrity.
Yeah, we had a little troll. We had a troll go at us on TikTok, guys, and he kind of slurred Jordan's words.
I don't, so fun. All I do is watch box scores, guys. I don't watch any of the games. Just check all the box scores, and we're here, guys.
YOLO. Yep. All righty.
You don't watch any football for what it's worth.
Fire up Christian McCaffrey. I think you got a downgrade.
He's not streaming during church.
Yeah. I think you got to downgrade George Kittle a little bit with Debo, if Debo's back, right?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
Like, he's still not a good but game. But
the box score tells me George Kittle had a huge game last week, so we got to play George Kittle because the box score said so.
Exactly, exactly. Yeah. So I knew that guy was right about you, Jordan. I'm going to say this is in Jacksonville. 49ers have lost 3 in a row. Can they lose 4 in a row? What do we think here?
Heck yes, they can. Jags, baby. Let's go.
Give it Duval, yo. I got Jaguars. Outside.
Duval.
I'm surprised Seth's not howling at the moon, this weirdo. Phil, who do you
don't
got?
Don't make me. I will.
I'm taking – my heart's – I ride with you in my heart, but I think the Niners are going to win this one, Jordy.
I'm going – I got Christian McCaffrey on my fantasy team. I need a good game out of him. I'm glad they got the bye week. Team's rested, rejuvenated. Purdy hopefully isn't pretty lucky. Or I hope he – maybe he's pretty lucky. I'm going to go 49ers win this one. This is a good test for the Jags, though. Like, this is – they really, you know, they could win this game.
I'll be honest.
I feel like it's a coin flip.
If the Niners weren't playing the Jags, they'd probably agree with you guys. Niners aren't losing 3 in a row. But, like, I feel like the Jaguars, they kind of failed the first test at home this year against the Chiefs early on in the year. I feel like they make a statement here, you know? Like, I don't know. I feel like this is what they've been waiting for, Niners at home. And they can kind of put the foot on the throat of the Niners. You know, if they lose 4 in a row, Niners are in real trouble.
It is.
Yeah.
Can we just one real quick thing here? This total human interest story. Brock Purdy was driving a harvester during his week off, and apparently he was doing it for its girlfriend, fiance, something like that, right? Like, it was. I don't think his family is in the farming community, which if they are, awesome. But I think he was doing it for his girlfriend, fiance, whatever that situation is. Is it chivalry or? It was so chivalry, PR stunt, or is he, you know, is he actually getting locked down? She didn't let him watch any football on Sunday. And he's out there harvesting. Like, what are we thinking, boys? Like, I just want to go around and, like, give me your quick answer here, Jordan. I know you're a guy free of the shackles. Let me know what you think here.
He went to Iowa State. So how do you know he's not, like, I don't know.
His parents own a hot tub store.
Yeah, in Arizona.
Where? Arizona.
Arizona.
Okay.
He's from Arizona. Sure you were just at. You should know this, Jordan. You were just
his
in
girlfriend
Arizona.
Probably was from Iowa. He probably got an Iowa girl, and she's a farmer, you know?
Yeah, and so the question, I'm looking for you to be tactical and strategic here in your response.
What's your question? Sorry.
Is chivalry not dead in Brock Purdy's life? Did she crack the whip and make him harvest while football was going on? Or maybe something else?
The third question is, is he getting paid, and are they married? Are they married or not married?
They aren't married, and I'm sure he's not getting paid.
And then he's whipped.
PR stunt.
I just wanted to ask Jordan that because I knew he would give me a good answer there. Here's the thing, though. Every once in a while, it's kind of nice to just, you know, put some tunes on, you know, maybe listen to Country Roads and drive down a Seth does this periodically. So he can, very true.
I do get paid.
And he's
he
married.
Does get paid. And he is married. So, I mean, all fair points. We can move on now from this human interest story. We have the next thing that we have here is the 4-5 Commanders versus the, without Chase Young, the 4-5 Commanders and the 5-3 Seahawks. I think this actually, I don't know if this adjusted the line at all, but the 4-5 Commanders at the 5-3 Seahawks, the current total right now is 45.5. Seattle is currently favored by 6. I don't know if that changed minus Chase Young. I think that happened early this week. Is that right? Or early last week or late last week when the Niners were on bye. So I don't know if that impacted the line total at all this week, but this should be a good one for the Hawks. I'm feeling good about this one. Hawks are coming off a rough one in Baltimore, looking to bounce back.
Phil, anything that happens this week could be better than last week. Let's just say that.
Yeah. If something happens this week, it could. I'm okay with DK punching somebody this week just to get a. I'm not okay with that. Actually, I'm not okay with violence.
But I am looking for the violence,
team. I'm not okay with violence.
It would boost team morale.
Like they could get behind a joint enemy if we can get some, you know, on field squabbles going on here. It always helps. So
Phil is against violence, but he's pro team morale. So we'll let you guys figure that out.
Whatever it takes.
Whatever it takes. Seahawks can't do any worse.
Mute right? yourself, please. I think the Hawks. Hawks by 14. I'm calling it.
The Seahawks can't stop the run, so this should be a good spot for Brian Robinson. Also, the Seahawks secondary, I think, has been playing quite a bit better, but they haven't been tested that much just because of the last two teams have just been running the tar out of the ball, and the Seahawks can't stop it. I don't know. I think it's going to be a good game. Hopefully it's high scoring. That way you can play everyone you have in these games. Jordan has JSN as a sleeper. I think it's a great sleeper. I was going to use him. Jordan put him in. I think it's great. I think JSN's starting to break out as like Trent was. We're saying this every week now. Trent was obviously right about his season take of JSN being kind of a downer, but then this, he's like, after the bye, he's going to come out and do good things. And he has since the bye, partially because of injury, but partially because the Seahawks have actually been using him right. I think it's possible like JSN just keeps taking off and becoming like establishing himself as the top target here. But hopefully it's a good game for all fantasy players around. I have a couple Commanders guys that I'm excited to play. I don't know if Curtis Samuel is playing or did he get put on IR?
I'm not sure if he's playing yet. I like Dotson in this matchup. From what I heard today, I don't know if it's still up in the air. I don't know if he's been put on IR. But what I will say is, like, Geno just has to play better for JSN, for all the guys.
For sure.
In fantasy, Geno's QB24 right now. It seems like he's kind of fallen back to what he was in the past. And maybe last year is an outlier, as much as that, you know, probably makes you guys mad. Like, it just seems like that could be the case. But Sam Howell, since week 5, leads the league with 302 yards per game passing, ahead of Patrick Mahomes, who's at 287. This is a really good spot for the Seahawks receivers too, though, like you said.
And this might be a week that you can stream Geno, Trent.
You could stream Geno.
All right. Can I talk already? Can I talk about this game?
Sure.
We took his talking.
Curtis Samuel. Curtis Samuel is playing. I was trying to be patient, but Phil went back to Seth to Trent there and I got mad. So
that's fine.
Hey, this is the Geno spot. This is the best Geno spot. If I told you to play Mac Jones against the Commanders last week, and obviously Mac Jones sucks, so we don't bring that up anymore, but you better believe I'm going to tell you to play Geno in this spot. It's the best Geno spot you're going to get. The Commanders are atrocious against quarterbacks. 2 weeks ago, Jalen Hurts destroyed them. Geno is a lot more capable of a quarterback than Mac Jones, so we are going to get the Geno spot. I'm contemplating going like super heavy on Geno in DFS this week. So yeah, it's the Geno spot for sure. He's in the great spot. He has capable weapons. Tyler Lockett's great. DK's great. JSN's great. I'm gonna have a lot of those three receivers in DFS this week. And then I think on the Washington side, like if you think the game's close, Brian Robinson, I think is pretty good. But also like if you think the game's like not a blowout, but like 14 points, double digits, and the Commanders are chasing. And so, I mean, Sam Howell's back there chucking. Like, I think Antonio Gibson's interesting. I'll just say that. Mm. And then, like, yeah, like Dotson, like McLaurin. Curtis Samuel being back kind of clutters up the rest. But, yeah, just love I love the spot for Geno. It's a great spot, especially coming off just the dud he put up last week. It's a really, really, really good spot for him.
Yeah. On the other side, I agree, Jordan. He was on my, he was my stream of the week on the waiver pod. He was 67% rostered, you know, on Tuesday. I haven't checked his roster percentages now. I guess I could look, but I like Geno. Other side of the ball, Seahawks haven't had a quarterback throw for more than 250 yards since week three. Not, you know, not Skid Row by any means. The quarterbacks they've faced have been Daniel Jones. Well, Joe Burrow was tough. Josh Dobbs, PJ Walker, and Lamar Jackson.
Well, also, Trent, like, Sam Howell, if they get down double digits, Sam Howell's going to throw for the ball 50 times. He might throw it 50 times anyways. So it doesn't matter. Like, he's matchup proof in the way because he has so much volume. He's just dropping back and chucking the football. So he has more ways he can get there. Yeah. So, yeah, I like I might on in my 20 lineups for DFS, I seriously might go all in on Geno. Like, that's how much.
Let's go,
like,
baby.
I like Geno.
Don't count him out, Jordan.
Right back. I'm going to say Seahawks win this one. Anyone going to go Commanders?
I got Seahawks.
I'm on Seahawks.
Phil?
Trent got a note one time in high school, and it was, and at the end it said writ back, interestingly enough. Please writ back, Trent. Do you remember that?
I do. You'll never let me forget it.
I'm going Hawks. It was a, I think it was a love letter actually. And the person
to himself.
Yeah, I mean, his spelling, it wouldn't be surprised, but it was an interesting note that
that was Trent early. That was Meyer. That was early level ghosting, you know. Like, I don't advocate for stuff like that, but that was definitely a ghost job by myself.
He didn't write back. He didn't write back.
I didn't go to the park either. Yeah, I'm going with I'm going with Seahawks.
We have some guys who listen to this pod who were friends with in high school, and they're just rolling right now.
Just like, so you know, most people have podcasts, hopefully have friends from high school that listen to it. But that's a whole nother side note. But thank you for letting everyone know that we have friends from high school.
Here, Trent.
Everyone's just shocked Phil had a friend in high school, if I'm being completely honest.
Let alone any friends still standing. And all right, we can move on. I'm going Hawks. All right, let's move on here. We have the 4-5 Colts versus the 2-7 Patriots. The current total right now is 43.5. Indianapolis is currently favored by 1.5. Crosby went on the Bustin' with the Boys show and actually said that that Josh McDaniels did not, in fact, defend the Patriots' honor when he was being called out. Not that that's relevant, but just thought I'd add that in there. The game is back in Frankfurt. This is the last international game, boys. So we have an early one with this time change. I'm sure for a lot of you, it's a little bit easier to wake up, go get a donut, get some donuts, get some coffee, and yeah, let's get this thing going. So what are we thinking here? This one's it's an interesting one.
What are you thinking, Jordan? What do you got? Mac Jones love?
No, stop. Never again. I'm going right back to JT here. You know, I don't know how he didn't get there last week. I really don't understand it. I think he still played like 70% snaps, so I'm going right back to the JT well. Is Josh Jones in or out? Do we know? Any word on that?
It's not official yet. I think it's going to be a game time decision. And we might know earlier since it's in Germany.
So he's traveling or not traveling?
I have not heard that yet. Let me look up Josh Downs here. Just give me a quick second.
I'm looking
him
up here.
You got it?
Yeah.
He's questionable. Yeah, no practice on Wednesday.
Practice today.
He's ruled out with knee injury 3 days ago.
Yeah, he didn't practice today, so that makes me think that, like, going to Germany.
Yeah.
May not. If he does, we might know early because I could see him not traveling.
Yeah,
I'm going to be honest with you. They probably are already in Germany, to be quite honest with you, Jordan.
What?
They're probably already
in. I don't know if they are. Sometimes they'll leave on Thursday.
Remember last year, Russell Wilson was doing the jumping jacks on the plane, Phil, when you were still defending his honor?
Just depends.
Hey, go ahead, Jordan.
Pittman's really good if Josh Downs is out. It's a great spot for Ramondre too. So Trent kind of mentioned that earlier.
Yeah, I'm hoping this is the bounce back game where it's like, oh, that's the Ramondre. Remember, I'm gonna say Colts win this game? Is there anything else we really need to dive in here? I don't love playing like Gardner Minshew or there's not like I think you can play Pittman. I think you play Jonathan Taylor, like Jordan said. Zach Moss, no. What do you think? Maybe if you're desperate.
I don't think so. He's not playing a lot. Mm-hmm. FYI, the Colts are flying to Germany on Thursday night. So we will know if
it's actually not that bad of a flight. It's 9 hours. We're making this much bigger deal than it is.
Yeah. It's not that bad. So Trent, Zach Moss only played 21% snaps, 13 total snaps compared to 45 for Jonathan Taylor. I just don't see how you can play him. Okay. You're basically touchdown or bust there.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I'm not willing to play like Alec Pierce or anyone if Josh Downs doesn't play. Now that I said that, he'll probably catch a touchdown pass if Downs doesn't play. I'm going to say Colts win this game. Anything else you guys have before our Patriots-Colts game? Man, Seth, it's weird seeing all the smoke behind you from that fire.
Stop from the fire. Just kidding. Yeah, it is. It's kind of dying, so.
Seth, I'm going Colts.
Indy.
Seth's a whole different person outside. I don't know if I like it or not. What do you think, Phil?
So I just be out here every night, regardless of how cold it is?
Please. Outside Seth? No, I think that's...
I'm going to paint my chest Seth. For the next one.
All right. That will get us Seth,
Colts. Seth, you going to get Colts?
Yeah, I'm going Colts here.
What we got next, Phil?
Seth, actually, please do that. For the sake of the pod, please do that.
Okay.
Saints 5-4 versus the Vikings 5-4. Can you guys believe the Vikings are 5-4? They started what? 1-3? 1-4? 0-3?
0-3, I believe, is what it was.
They started 0-3. They are now with a winning record at 5-4. Justin Jefferson was cleared to start practice, to my understanding. The current total, not that that has anything to do with this game, but current total right now is 41. New Orleans is currently favored by 2.5 in Minnesota. No starts, no sits in this game. Regardless of the Jefferson practicing, I doubt he plays. What do we got here? What do we want to go into?
I don't like Alexander Mattison. Like, it's just weird. Travis Etienne is the only running back to top 13.5 points versus the Saints this year. And Derrick Henry and Zach Moss are the only guys with double-digit scores. So it's a really bad running back spot, which we preach every single week on this pod. Fire up Olave and Kamara on the other side. Jordan, what do you have on this game? I think you can play Dobbs if you want.
No.
You don't like Dobbs?
No.
He's QB what on really, the season? Really, Trent? Dobbs?
Dobbs, you can't play Dobbs.
He's QB 10 on the season, Jordan. I know it's a good defense.
It's the Saints?
I know the Saints are good, but Dobbs is, he's slinging it, man.
Seriously?
He has a week in the playbook. It was like total like foreign language to him last week. Like
you would be the guy to like buy into that. But Trent, like, how do you play Dobbs in a regular season long league? Why are you playing Dobbs?
Because he's quarterback 10 on the season, Jordan.
If you have a bias too,
you're not bias. It's not a reason to play Dobbs because he's quarterback 10 on the season. Like,
why not? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, why not?
I know. Jordan, you explain yourself actually here. He put 24 up on Baltimore
with 2 weeks like ago. I know it's a tough defense, but he's a mobile quarterback with a running back that's not any good.
Who
like,
are you playing Dobbs over?
Let me look at my list here of quarterbacks I have.
Mac Jones.
Well, yeah, you shouldn't be playing Mac Jones either.
let me see here how I can get to this. You're playing Dobbs over.
Might be better than Derek Carr this week.
You're playing him over either Panthers and Bears. You're probably playing him over.
Would you play him over Brock Purdy, Jordan?
No.
Derek Carr?
Why are you playing Derek Carr?
Because sometimes you have to play guys like this. He's QB 10, Jordan. I know that doesn't seem like a big deal to you, but that's kind of like. Like, I know it's a tough defense, but...
Are you playing him over Dak?
I just don't understand, like, unless you're talking about Dynasty Superflex or a 12-team super flex. In a regular 12-team or 10-team standard league, you should not be playing Josh Dobbs.
No, Jordan, so let's say you're in a 12-man league. There are 14 games. There are a handful of quarterbacks who you would – okay, 12-team league, there's 14 games. There is a chance that one of your QBs is on bye. I can almost guarantee you have to start Dobbs over a handful of quarterbacks that are in the other 13 games in the slate. You wouldn't agree to that?
I mean, I'm not playing Dobbs over Geno Smith. How about that?
Well, yeah, but are you playing him over Dak?
No, Dak's red hot. He's hot like a pistol right now, Phil.
No, but Jordan, are you playing him over Dak?
Who?
No, you aren't Dobbs. Doing that.
No, I'm not playing Dobbs over Baker Mayfield.
Okay, like, well, the other games though that you have is you have Jets Raiders, you have Jets Raiders, you have Broncos versus
you
Bills.
You shouldn't be playing any of those guys. Like I.
But you probably have to though, given the numbers, you probably have to play Dobbs, is what I'm saying.
I think it was because worth being brought up a QB10, Jordan.
Fine, you can take your QB10. I don't know.
I'm not playing him.
I don't know what that means. Like
that means he has the 10th most fantasy points.
I understand what it literally means, but like, what does it have to do with what he does going forward?
It just shows he can play. So, guy, would you start him over Will Levis?
Okay, so here's my real the counter to that, Trent, is sure he's 10, but like he was playing with Arizona, who was down every single game. He was throwing the ball a ton. Teams were playing back like safety defense because and so he's getting a bunch of points on the ground running. Like, do you think?
Yeah. He's middle of the pack this week on PFF. He's QB15. Guys he's ranked ahead of are Will Levis, Derek Carr, Gardner Minshew, Taylor Heineke, Jordan Love, Deshaun Watson, Bryce Young, Kenny Pickett, your best friend Mac Jones, Zach Wilson. So
how about this, Trent? I bet you Will Levis outscores Josh Dobbs this week.
I love Will Levis, but yeah, I'll do that. You want to do a dollar bet? You want to throw it down?
Yeah, I'll do actually a dollar do. Bet.
Okay.
Yeah.
Anyone else want in on this one? This action?
Y'all go in there.
You
on
guys,
a dollar.
Give me a quarterback. Give me a quarterback.
Mac Jones.
Just... Phil, you like the Dobbs stuff? I'll take.
Take Russell Wilson.
See how hard it is.
Who do you want on that list, there, Jordan?
See how hard it is, Jordan?
No. I said I'll take Derek Carr.
Okay.
Oh, okay. So Carr. Yeah, okay. I'll go Carr. I mean, I'll go that bet with you.
Okay.
All right.
We spent entirely too much time on that.
Well, we could probably move on.
Because of Josh Dobbs, I'm taking the Vikings.
All right. Taysom Hill is another fun play in that game.
Tay-Tay.
Tay-Dog, millionaire.
He's gonna be good again this game, too.
I'm going Vikings also. Dobbs, baby. This is a Dobbs pod. Like Jordan hates, you know, underdogs. It's pretty sad. The guy's like a scientist.
Honestly, Jordan likes
Yeah, he's
ball
a rocket
head.
Scientist, isn't he?
Yeah.
All right, so you guys got a...
If Dobbs outscores Carr, Jordan said he'll get the same haircut as him. You heard it here first.
Sweet.
No. I'm taking the Saints.
Okay. Yeah, I think Saints are going to win that game. I don't know why I let Seth talk me into that. Saints are pretty good.
So are you not taking the Vikings now, Trent?
I'll take Dobbs. I'll ride with my boys. All for one, all right. One for all.
No, I'm not knuckling you, Trent. All right, let's move
it's
on here.
We knuckle, have you weirdo.
We have the 4-5 Falcons versus the 1-8 Cardinals. Current total right now is 42.5. Atlanta is currently favored in Arizona by one. Kyler Murray is back. Arthur Smith's mustache is gone. Looks like a totally different guy. Let's jump into this one. No starts, no sits, but Kyler Murray's back. What is this going to look like?
I think it helps.
Jordan, what do you think? Oh, go ahead, Trent.
I think it helps Marquise Brown was the only thing I said. What do you think, Jordan?
Yeah, I mean, I think it makes Marquise Brown and Trey McBride more viable. But, like, I don't know. Like, what can I expect from Kyler? The guy wasn't very good towards the end of last year anyways. Now he's hurt. I just don't know. Like, they held off on playing him for a couple weeks. I don't know. I don't really know what to expect, but, like, this Atlanta team's not very good. So, and, like, they think Tyler Allgeier is better than the best running back prospect in years. So, I don't know. I don't know what to do with this game. This game is a disaster. It's a mess. I have no idea. I think you can play nobody in this game.
What about James Conner? Is he playing? I know he got. I know there's possibility.
Pretty sure the Falcons are really good against running backs, Trent.
Yeah, they are. They are, and it's tough. It's a tough spot for his first game back. He wasn't involved in the passing game before he was hurt. I know DeMarcado's out now. I don't know if DeMarcado back this week. There's a lot of variables there. I think Marquise Brown's okay. I think Trey McBride's okay if maybe you have Kelsey or Goddard on bye / hurt. I know Goddard's hurt. So I don't know. Drake London's back. He's fine. I don't know. It's a weird game. It's a really weird game.
Weird game. And then I don't know how mobile Kyler's going to be, you know, just coming back. That's a problem, yeah, too.
I have no idea what to expect from Kyler Murray.
I think Kyler's going to have a good game. I'm kind of excited for him. But I'm
Kyler or Josh Dobbs?
Oh, man.
This week, Dobbs. Next week, it's a different story.
I think I'd feel more comfortable playing Dobbs right now, but that's hard. Kyler's very gifted. I don't know, like, and it's his first game back. He's kind of rusty. It's kind of almost a similar thing, right? Like, it's not a double points weekend yet in Call of Duty, so that helps. And I actually think Kyler's pretty hungry right now. Like, I think he wants to prove people why he got paid all that money. So I'm excited to see how he plays. I'm questioning his mobility at the moment.
No, I think the answer is Dobbs. I just kind of want to throw it back in your face, so.
That's fine. You're just proving my Falcons point right. You know what I'm saying? Like, so I'm going to say.
Oh, yeah. Whatever.
Did he not prove you right, Phil?
I'm not getting in the middle of this. You guys can call each other and apologize offline. Seth and I.
I'm Seth not sorry.
Can smoke a cigar. I can just
either.
Enjoy a conversation away from you guys. You guys can hug each other or do whatever you guys.
I'm taking
buy each other a milkshake.
Kyler gets a win. Kyler gets a win in his first start back.
Yeah, I'm going Cardinals. It's gonna be hard for me to not play Drake London though if he suits up. So I think.
You can I'm going Falcons.
Yeah, I don't know what was worse, listening to us talk about Josh Dobbs for 5 minutes or listening to Arthur Smith talk about, you know, why Bijan Robinson's not playing more for 5 minutes. Five minute press conference on why Bijan Robinson, you know, you don't need to spend 5 minutes explaining that because it doesn't make any sense. So I'm going Cardinals. Yeah, win this
Cardinals.
One.
Cardinals or Falcons?
Falcons.
Alrighty, let's move on here. So we have the 3-5 Packers at the 5-3 Steelers. Current total right now is 38. Pittsburgh is currently favored by 3.5. Trent, you have a sit in this game.
Yeah, I have Christian Watson as my sit. And this hurts because I really like Christian Watson, a guy having dynasty leagues. Fun fact, though, it took 10 weeks last year for him to start, you know, taking off, scoring touchdowns and stuff like that for the Packers. So, hey, maybe history will repeat itself. But Steelers haven't allowed an end zone target for a touchdown since week 4. 0-7, you know, on those passes going for touchdowns since week 3. Steelers, Giants, and Chargers games have also failed to hit the over. So I think this is a bad matchup for wide receivers, and Jordan Love isn't playing like super great. I think part of it's to do is how bad his offensive line is, and I think TJ Watt's going to have a heyday here. But yeah, this Steelers secondary is playing pretty good. They have Joey Porter Jr.'s son, and he's kind of it's Junior, right? Is the son? Is he a junior?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's playing really good. Another thing I forgot to mention, Texans have Stingley probably returning from injury in that Bengals game, and that should be a good matchup there. But yeah, I don't want to play Watson this game. I think he can go away from him here. Jordan, what do you think?
Yeah, so I kind of agree with you. Also, like, the only thing I have to add on this game, it's an ugly game, is that it's a really good spot. It's a pretty solid spot. I wouldn't say really good, but it's a solid spot for Jalen Warren, Najee Harris. But again, they're like splitting stuff. I think they're still splitting snaps. Or maybe like Najee. It's 58%, 58 to 40 last week, 9, week 8. It was like 52-48. So, I mean, I still think Jalen Warren's way more explosive. But, yeah, it's a good spot for the Pittsburgh running game. I can't trust anything in this game. I don't know.
You don't trust like Pickett either?
No, so I think I like Pickens and Deontay. You think maybe for that couple down weeks from Pickens, he kind of had the old social media tantrum-y through. So I could see him then trying to get Pickens the ball early and often. Yeah, I like Pickens, Deontay. I like the Steelers a lot more than I like the Packers in this game.
What about Kenny Pickett, though? Do you like Pickett?
Why? No.
I don't know. I'm just, you know, they're super flex leagues. The only people who listen to us aren't redraft, Jordan. You know, like, and I don't know if you know that, but a lot of just fantasy
Trent,
pods.
In a 12-team super flex, and you have a quarterback on bye, literally anybody is like, you can play. Like, anybody's viable.
Okay. I don't know. Well, you were really
Jared
high.
Jared Hall was viable last week in a super flex league. Like,
you were very high on Kenny Pickett in the offseason. I just didn't know if anything changed. Phil, you're on
mute.
Yeah,
what changed
right
is he sucked for the last 5 weeks. That's what's changed.
Okay. I'm
sorry. Get him, Jordan.
Steelers winning this game.
I'm going Steelers for sure. Terrible towel time. Phil, what do we got next, big guy?
Yeah, moving on here. We have the 3-5 Titans versus the 5-3 Buccaneers. The current total right now is 38. Tampa Bay is currently favored by 1. We have a sit in this game and we have a start in this game. I need to do some double checking here because it looks like the Bucks are 3-5, not 5-3. So that was just a little an error that I caught there, but they are 3-5. So I'm going to go ahead and let's do your start first here.
Yeah, so my start of the week is Rashad White, as Trent likes to say, Rashid for some reason. But Rashad White's my start. I feel like he's not like the top like running backs, but like Jordan was telling us last week, like his usage is super like consistent. He's getting all the carries on the ground. He's in there for the passing downs. He's getting dump downs. He's going to get these consistent points and catches, receiving yards, and rushing yards. And if he gets a touchdown, it's an added bonus. Like, I think this is a guaranteed 10 points over. Like, I think this is a guaranteed win for me. Regardless of how good the Titans' run defense is, they're exploitable by the air. But I also think Baker Mayfield has to throw the ball to Rashad White, and he's going to get those dump downs. So, and I think he can get a goal line carry and get a touchdown this week. So Rashad White, star of the week. Let's go.
Let's go. The Titans are tied with the Ravens for fewest receiving touchdowns allowed since week 4. So yeah, just thought I'd throw that little nugget out there. But you got Mike Evans. You got to play him.
And Jordan, you want to give your sit here?
Yeah, this is my this is the most on brand sit for me possible. I got Derrick Henry as a sit here. Tampa Bay, I mean literally sit him. Like when I say sit, I don't mean like, oh, you have to play him, but no, I mean like you don't play Derrick Henry this week. Tampa Bay gives up the second fewest fantasy points per game to running backs, 11.3 to be exact. They've given up 0 rushing touchdowns this year and 1 receiving touchdowns to running backs. So 1 total touchdown to running backs, and that 1 is a receiving touchdown. They are top 10 in rushing yards allowed to running backs. The only running back to have over 100 yards rushing against them is DeAndre Swift. He had that really big game. And they are a complete pass funnel. So this is a great matchup for Will Levis. If you can trust that, if you can stomach that. Last week I was bit hard, you know. It really killed me, the Mac Jones and the great matchup, bad quarterback. But like, if you can trust Will Levis in this matchup, it's a great matchup for him and Hopkins. Tennessee's going to throw the ball. They're going to make Tennessee throw the ball. Derrick Henry is very touchdown reliant and 100-yard rushing bonus reliant, you know. So the 15 carries for 70 yards is not going to get it done for Derrick Henry. I know he's been a little bit more involved in the pass game this year than before, but yeah, I'm gonna go with how good this Bucs run defense has been and kind of run with that. And I don't think you should play Derrick Henry this week.
Any other starts and sits we want to talk about in this game? Like maybe a deep flyer.
Hopkins is great this week. Obviously, yeah. You're playing him, but it's a really good spot for Levis and Hopkins. And I just don't know if you can stomach the Will Levis thing. I don't know if I can stomach it, you know, after playing Mac Jones in DFS last week. I don't know if I can go back to the well with Will Levis this week, but we'll see.
Okay. I'm going to go with
is it Levis versus Dobbs? Is that what you took, Trent?
We took Dobbs versus Carr.
Okay.
No, Trent, we took Levis. Phil took Carr.
Yeah, you took Levis, I took Carr.
Wait. I thought this was Dobbs versus.
No, you did Dobbs versus Levis with Jordan, and then I did Dobbs versus Carr.
Oh, I thought you were on my side. Well,
I am on your side, but I took a different I'm taking Dobbs versus Jordan taking Carr. You're taking Dobbs versus Jordan taking Levis.
Okay. I got it. I wrote down Carr here, but that's fine.
Trent, basically I'm a degenerate and took multiple bets from you guys.
Hey, you don't have to argue about that, man. I'm going to say
I would have loved that we come in on Sunday when I win the Derek Carr Dobbs and Trent just been gloating about it, and we would have just all been like, man, this guy.
It's going to be the best when Jordan has to give his tithe to Trent and Phil. And
touchdowns. Exactly. I'm going to go with Bucks win this one.
I'm going to go Bucks,
baby.
I got Tampa.
Oh, all of us are going Bucks. All right.
Jordan is like being all right, moving on here.
The 2-7 Giants versus the 5-3 Cowboys. This is fully expected to be a just an absolute whooping. The current total right now is 38.5. Dallas is currently favored by 16. I think Trent added a little bit of a note there. You want to talk about that, Trent?
My little bit of note, like if Tony Pollard can't get it done now, then when? You know what I'm saying? Like, when was the last time he scored a touchdown? Like, talk about someone who's just been frustrating for fantasy owners and Cowboys fans.
Trent, I literally have this written down. Pollard spot, if there ever was one.
Yeah, exactly. So,
like,
yeah.
I mean, I don't know what this will say. Like, he hasn't looked good, but, like, if he was ever going to do well in a game, it's going to be this game. So, yeah. If he doesn't, I think you can really, like, if he doesn't get it done here, he'll never get it done.
Yeah, and what's his, like, since, like, week one, it's just been terrible. But, like, his numbers are, he's running back 21 right now, hasn't scored a touchdown since week one. He scored 2 TDs in week one versus the Giants. If he scores 2 TDs here, you might want to find someone who can trade him. A lot of leagues, this is their trade deadlines this week, though. So you might be running out of opportunities to trade Tony Pollard as we speak. You might just want to, you know, take a little gamble right now. CeeDee Lamb's looking amazing. I think he had his best game ever versus the Eagles last week. Don't know if he will be needed. Who's playing quarterback for the Giants? Is it DeVito?
DeVito.
Hey, Trent, I'll take Dobbs over DeVito.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Well, thank
DeVito's
you.
DeVito's horrible. DeVito is so bad. The Cowboys put best top defense on the week, I would imagine.
Probably the best play in this game might be the Cowboys defense. But I think it is. But we did get a little fired up on the Cowboys Cardinals a couple weeks ago, and that did not turn out. But DeVito is not good.
DeVito is no Josh Dobbs, Trent. DeVito is no Josh Dobbs.
You got to play Barkley. Anyone else you have to play?
No. No, you can't play anyone else. DeVito's horrible.
Okay. And then Cowboys side, I don't know if I really want to play anyone just because who knows, like.
No, you just play CeeDee and Pollard and Ferguson. Ferguson's a stud.
Yeah, you might be able to play Dak.
No, yeah, Dak too. Like, yeah. They're not going to just not throw. They're going to kill this team. Yeah,
Ferguson looks really good, man. Looks really good. Ferguson and Lamb. I'm going to go Dallas wins this one. I don't know if we need to spend any more time on this game.
Nope, we certainly do not. Dallas on my side, too.
Seth's nodding his head. Jordan's going Dallas. Cowboys. All right, Phil, what do we got next?
Yeah, the next game that we have here is Browns versus Ravens. The Browns are currently 5-3, and the Ravens are 7-2. The current total right now is 37.5. Baltimore is favored by 6.
I think this is going to be like a great real life game to watch, just because it's a divisional game. But like, you're not playing anyone other than like the studs in this game. The Mark Andrews, the Lamar, the Amari Cooper. I honestly think that's it, if I'm being honest. Like, I think it's those three guys, and I don't think you play anyone else. I just don't trust the running backs here. These defenses are legit. These are, like, two of the best defenses in football. I think Cleveland is, like, if not the best, then second best defense in football. So, and Baltimore is not far behind. So, I'm not really playing anything here. It'll be a good game to watch, though.
Yeah, I'm in a deep, deep, deep super flex league. I am playing Keaton Mitchell, so fingers crossed, you know, he can, you know, hit a home run here in this game. I doubt it. Not super optimistic. Probably Gus Edwards. He's getting the goal line work. And then
I just, but Trent,
like, I don't love anyone on the Browns.
So good.
Yeah. Like, I don't
think you have to play Gus Edwards here.
Yeah. If you have Gus Edwards, he's probably won you a couple weeks, though, and it's going to be hard to bench that guy.
But yeah, sometimes but you got
the
week
that
things.
Lamar took the carries himself because yeah, it's the Browns.
You might be right, Seth.
I think this is the week Lamar takes the game to the ground because he has to, because the Browns defense is good.
I mean, they've basically killed teams last. They've killed the Cardinals and Seahawks last 2 weeks. Gus Edwards has ran really good with touchdowns. Like, he's not just going to score 2-3 touchdowns every week. There's not going to be many points in this game. I agree with you, Seth. Like, Lamar is going to take, yeah, I think you cannot play Gus Edwards. So,
yeah.
And the Browns running back situation is a mess.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to go Ravens win this game.
I'm going to go Ravens too.
At Cleveland.
And I think you can play, I know Jordan hates it, but I think you can play Amari Cooper and you just hope he catches a TD.
No, I agree, because he's a volume guy. He's proven to be a volume guy, and volume guy will get it done in this type of environment.
Okay, Ravens all the way around.
Anyone? No, I got Browns? Cleveland.
You're going Cleveland, Phil.
I am going to go. You know what, Jordan? I'm gonna ride with you. I'm going Cleveland here.
All right, next one, Phil.
Yeah, the next game that we have here is the 4-4 Jets versus the hot 4-5 Raiders. Current total right now is 36. New York is actually favored in Las Vegas. No starts and sits in this game. This could be an interesting one. Zach Wilson taking his Jets over to Las Vegas versus a fired up Raiders team. What do you guys think here?
Aiden O'Connell, Zach Wilson, primetime. I don't know why this wasn't flexed out a couple weeks ago. I don't know why. Like,
Jaguars Niners game should be on primetime.
Like, why was this, like, how come we aren't the talking heads? Why? How come we aren't the ones, you know, deciding who to find players? Like, who are the guys saying,
because,
like, hey, this
people
is a good
the
game?
DMV work at the NFL now. So, like, it's the same guys who find players are the same guys not flexing these games. It's dumb. We got people who work for the government also work in this place. So it's like, what do we expect, guys? It's a no fun league for a freaking reason. It's like, now we get this game, you know? Maybe the only time I can have fun watching this game is because I'm with Raiders guys who just are finally happy they have a good team. Or a good team.
No,
you know?
A coach. Like, a coach. Raiders fans are happy to have a coach.
Yeah. Or they have a team, a football team. I don't
know. No, like, this should not be a primetime game.
That's how you have fun.
Yeah,
yeah, I don't know.
Absolutely.
Maybe it's a good primetime game. Maybe we're the idiots. I don't
know. Yeah.
No, I'm going to go ahead and say we're not. This is not a good primetime game, Seth. I got your back there, buddy.
Yeah. I don't know why, like, it's this hard to figure out what game should be primetime and which game shouldn't be primetime. But it's like, you know, like, I don't know. It's like these guys, like, you know, they can figure out when to audit your taxes, but they can't figure out what football game should be, you know, played on primetime. It's a terrible situation.
I can tell you why it was on primetime in the beginning, because of Aaron Rodgers, right?
Yeah, but like, yeah, we have the,
but
they can flex now. Like, we do not need to see any more Jets primetime football. We can all agree.
But I'll argue, because Raiders and Jets are like two of the biggest fan bases in the country.
Yeah, that's true, but just give us...
That's why it's stayed on.
I'm surprised. Yeah, I guess just because they're New York. I don't know that many Jets fans, but yeah, you're probably right.
You went to the East Coast, you know a lot of them, Trent.
Okay. All right. Well, I feel sorry for those people. I'm going to say Jets are allowing 0.98 yards per reception since week 5 with the Ravens, who are the second lowest at 1.17. Jets defense is really good. They've allowed just 3 end zone targets, shutting down all 3. So Jacoby Myers had a good game last week, but it was because he had that end around touchdown. Obviously, you're firing up Devontae Adams, hoping that, you know, he has a good game.
Yeah, Garrett Wilson, Breece Hall, both in pretty solid spots.
Yeah, Garrett Wilson, Devontae Adams, Breece Hall, Josh Jacobs, and I think that's it. I mean, guys, you want to play? All right, I'm going to go with Raiders. You know, anyone jumping on the Raiders with me? You guys going Jets? Zach,
I got to go Jets.
Zach Wilson, Jets. Aiden O'Connell, primetime football.
Yeah, I got Jets. These Jets defense is too good for Aiden O'Connell.
All right. This is new coach, man. All right. Monday Night Football, Phil. Bring it home.
Did you guys see he brought the practice squad players on the sideline?
I did. I saw that. That was a nice touch.
I don't know. I'm just...
Part of me is also like the point where it's like, hey, I'm a practice squad. I don't get to dress out. Can I just watch it at home? But maybe I'm
thought
wrong.
Practice squad players were always on the sideline.
No.
In just like...
They are?
Like, sweats or whatever, they're just chilling.
Yeah, sorry, not in away games. Maybe is when they.
Oh,
are.
At
sorry.
Home game. Yeah. Wait, he traveled. On, they traveled the away games.
No, they don't travel. So yeah, they can be on the sidelines. Maybe it was a McDaniels thing. I don't know.
And so why? But he had him dressed out. He had him dressed out.
He dressed him out.
I'm 99%.
I think you're
sure.
Making that part up.
They can't, Phil. They can't legally dress that many people out.
You're right. They have the roster. You have the roster limitations.
What is going on?
I don't know why. This is a story in the news. This guy
what
has
was
his
the story?
Practice players. It was a big deal that he had his practice players in a traveling game.
No, it was in Oakland.
Oh, away.
No, it was in. Right. It was in Vegas. Sorry, it was in Vegas.
In Vegas.
But yeah, no.
Why was this such a big deal then? Why
I don't
is this such
know.
A big deal,
I don't know because Jordan's right. Like we have a former guy who's been on the pod who's on the practice squad, and he got to go to all the home games.
He was always at the home games.
Well, the thing is that they were asking him like you guys were, and they were talking about it as if like this was a groundbreaking type idea that he had the practice players on the sideline.
It must have been,
and he's like, they do it in college. Like they're there out there grinding, giving us looks. That's essentially what he said. So anyhow, just a food for thought for you guys there, you know, be appreciative of the coach. Yeah, you know, he's
no
coming there trying
for,
to make
no
some
more
changes.
Food for thought, man, from you, everyone,
no
else
more food for you.
Hurry up. It's Monday Night Football. Right.
Got him.
All right. Monday Night Football. Broncos 3-5. Bills 5-4. 46.5. Buffalo's currently favored by 7.5.
Worst primetime game schedule this season. I think all three of them are doozies. You're playing Josh Allen. You're playing Stephon Diggs. Denver Broncos.
Kincaid.
Yeah, Kincaid, Denver Broncos are rough. James Cook, it's just getting bad over there. Like I don't think
I
you
will
have
say,
to.
Trey, it's a pretty decent spot for Javonte. I like Javonte in the spot. Pretty solid spot.
Yeah, no,
but that's it.
Yeah, I think we're all gonna say. Any other guys you want to talk about? Any deep flyers or anything like?
No,
any Marvin Mims,
Shakir,
Shakir's good.
You can play Shakir a little bit if you want to.
Yeah, I don't think the Bills. I don't think it's gonna be close, but you know,
hey, you all saw what the Broncos did to the Chiefs. So
it's true, very true, Seth.
But yeah, I would say that was at home compared to on the road, but.
Yeah.
Josh Allen likes to call people buddy, just like you, Trent. Gave Joe Burrow the hey buddy, good job.
It's a pretty common thing, actually, believe it or not, in the English language.
I can't stand when people call me buddy.
You shouldn't tell us that, man.
Allen opened up with love you, buddy. The two are off from there, complimenting each other's play during the brief exchange before headed back to each respective locker rooms. That is just
thanks,
interesting.
Buddy.
That's cute.
Interesting conversation there. I have never, you know, and it bothers me that I've never been welcomed to this podcast with, hey, love you, buddy. Like that bothers me a little bit. So if any one of you want to want to change Hard that pass. Around and
I'm saying Bills hey, win I'm this gonna, one. I don't know if we need to talk about it anymore.
Bill. Well, I'll do my tiebreaker score first. I'm going to go 44. One of Trent or Seth go next.
What's the total?
46 and a half.
46 and a half.
Jordan said 47.
Mm-hmm. I said 44. I said 44, Seth.
I'm going to go 47.
I'm going to go 43. Actually, Bills just lost. I'm going to go 50.
I am going 49.
All right. Thank
Undercut
you.
Him. That's right.
Thank you, Phil. You
trying
are
to find that
nice move, buddy. That was really good. Hey guys, we will be back. Thanks for tuning in. Thanks. I remember, don't be rude. Share the dudes. Really helps out. We will see you Monday, guys. And as always, take care.
Take care.
This has been another episode of the Fantasy Football Dudes podcast. Remember to rate, review, and follow. For more information, go to www.thefantasyfootballdudes.com. And remember, we are sorry for absolutely nothing.